This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match. A couple of good teams today. And today, one of these teams is going to have a chance to win their very own video arcade game. If I can tear you away from the games, your team's ready? Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. You guys beat me down the hall. All right, welcome to Starcade. Nice to have you all here. Nice to have you here at home. A couple of good teams today. Let's meet them right now. And you are?
Ken Black.
What do you do for a living, Ken?
Oh, well, I play soccer and I play video games. I like watching Starcade.
Okay, what's your favorite? Oh, you do? Good. What's your favorite hobby?
Just riding my bike.
Riding your bike. All right, and who's this next to you?
My dad.
Your name?
Wes.
Wes, nice to meet you. Welcome. Tell me about yourself.
I work for an airline, and we come from Kansas City. And I'm looking for a game that I can beat this kid at.
Well, maybe you'll find one today. Okay, of course, the important thing is to beat this team over here. And you are?
Vicky Wheat, and we're from Fairfield, California. We moved out here from Missouri a year ago. Mm-hmm. And
tell me about yourself, Vicky. What's your favorite hobby?
I like video games. Mm-hmm.
Do you work?
No.
Well, I hope you're under warranty. Roger, how are you?
Just fine.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a laborer in construction industry, and like she says, we're from Missouri, Jefferson City.
Interesting. This is the first time that a couple has brought their own child along. What is this?
That's my good luck charm.
Well, I hope it's good luck for you, Vicky. All right, both of you, good luck to both teams. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability on playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win a fabulous video arcade game today. It is Stargate. Okay, Stargate is up for grabs. You teams shake hands. And then head over to the podium. We'll get ready to play Starcade. And while they go over there, Kevin, what do they have to deal with today?
Jeff, the Blacks and the Wheats have a tough show ahead of them today as they face some of the meanest characters in the video game world. First, it's Bubbles. And look out for that cockroach. Next, it's Anteater. And lots of delicious bugs are there for the eating. In the middle, it's Cubert, nosing around the old cubes. In the number four slot, Cosmic Chasm, in the black and blastin'. And finally, Dig Dug, down with the best of them. Jeff?
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Now, those are today's five games. Of course, all of you had a chance to play them before the show. And one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, the valuable prize is automatically yours. So, Kevin is going to whisper to the home audience, and he'll tell them what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Dig Dug.
Anybody hear that? Nope, me neither. Okay. Here we go. I have a question for you. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. Hands on buzzers. In Amidar, what color does a section turn when the paint roller fills it in? A, blue, or B, yes, blacks?
Blue
is right. Yes, good for you. Okay, Ken, you get to pick the first game. What will you be playing?
Dig Dug.
All right. You know what that sound means, don't you? Ken got the mystery game, and that means the Blacks get a prize. Kevin?
It's pack time. You won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun, furnished by Paxon.
Good enough. Well, now we'll get on to Dig Dug, and Kevin will tell us a little bit about old Dig Dug.
You could have had a job in a nice, clean office, but no, you had to go underground, and now you're just a little bit blue from holding your breath, but you're dedicated, digging those tunnels, clearing out those monsters by dropping rocks, getting a bonus by having a veggie snack, pumping up those nasties Puka and Figar till they explode, or hitting the pump once or twice just to escape. This is one dirty job, Dig Dug, but you asked for it.
Yes, you asked for it. Which one of you asked for it?
Me.
You. Okay, Ken's going to play the game. Now, Ken, are you a Dig Dug player?
Yes.
All right, then I can't tell you very much about it. In fact, I'll tell you a little bit about it, and you all might want to listen, too. And if I'm wrong, you just tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
You can get up to 1,000 points by pumping up the monster with the teeth if you pump them up horizontally. Do you know that?
No.
Okay, well, that's good advice. And also, when you've killed all the monsters, that last one's going to escape to the top. So if you're up near the top, you can cut them off.
Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds to play Dig Dug. You come on over here, Wes, and cheer Ken on right on the corner there. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. That's the guy. Got yourself over 1,000 points, yeah. 35 seconds. Here he comes. Oh. You got him. 25 seconds. Plenty of time. Nicely played, Ken. Wes, looks like your team has a nice start. They go back, and here comes Roger and Vicky. Now, Vicky and Roger, which one of you is going to play Dig Dug?
I will.
Are you a Dig Dug player?
I am.
Well, then you know how to play the game. You heard the advice I gave to Ken. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but you do whatever you want, and Vicky will cheer you on. Right, Vic?
Right.
All right, Vicky, you come here to the corner. Roger, get ready to play. You ready? Get set. Go. Here we go. Oh. Oh, moving fast. Next round, come on. Oh, he got you. About 10 seconds. Nicely played, Roger and Vicky. All right, we'll be right back to see who gets to play the next game, and choose the next game rather, here on Starcade. Stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Stargate. It's you against the UFOs trying to save all the humanoids before they're all carried away to some strange planet. Stargate, a spacey experience from Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. All right, Blacks and Wheats, let's find out where we are after the first game. We'll take a look at the score. The Blacks have 3,020, and the Wheats have 3,090. Boy, a close game. Just 70 points separating you. Wheats are ahead, but of course there's still one more game to be played in this round. The total points then scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name, the game, board. So I have another question for you, if you're ready. Hands on buzzers. What is the first floating fruit in Ms. Pac-Man? A, yes, Blacks.
Strawberry.
No, that was one of the choices, A, strawberry, or B, cherries, but it's cherries, and that means the Wheats get the chance to choose the next game. What do you think?
I think we'll take Bubbles.
Bubbles, one of my favorite games. Bubbles it is, so we'll ask our resident airhead to tell us about that.
Jeff, I never thought you'd sink this low. Watch out, Vicky and Roger. This is a messy one. There's crumbs, ants, and greasies, and there's just you to clean them up. Stay away from the brushes and sponges until your bubble has a mouth. Score big by grabbing the broom and then sweeping up the cockroach. Well, Wheats, this is a fine mess you've gotten yourself into.
All right, and who's going to play this?
I am.
All right, Vicky, all I can tell you about the old Bubbles is the longer the cleaning lady is out there, the more points she's worth. So you might want to wait a little bit before you scoop her up. And the other thing is, when you only have about 50 seconds to play, when that sink turns green, the drain turns green, get down as fast as you can, you score some points and move on right away.
All right.
All right, good luck to you. 50 seconds to go. This is Bubbles. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, went down a little too soon. Right there is a clean lady. Watch out. It's green. Oh, didn't make it. 5 seconds. Brush got you. Oh. Trouble there. That's it. Oh, that's the end. That's the end. You ran out of bubbles, didn't you?
Right.
That's too bad. You had a little bit of trouble, but you got 16,100 points, and that isn't bad. So why don't you head on back? We'll see how the blacks do at Old Bubbles. And who's going to play this one?
Ken again.
Ken again. All right, Ken again. Now, you heard the advice that I gave?
Yes.
You have to watch out for the cockroaches and watch out for the brushes. But if you can get that cleaning lady and get down the drain when it's green, you're going to be in good shape. So good luck to you. You'll have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. You look great. There she is. Can you get her? Yeah, you got her. Sink ever gonna turn green? Yes. Oh, 15 seconds. That's the way to go for the green. That's it. 19,100 points. Nicely played, Ken. You and Wes go on back. The Wheats were ahead when we went into this round, but I'm not sure they're still ahead now. Anyway, we're going to add up all the scores. Both of you had a chance to play Dig Dug and Bubbles, and one team now is going to play for some special prizes. So we'll total up the scores in both games, and blacks, you have 22,120. Wheats, you have 19,190. Looks like Bubbles did it for you, blacks. Come on down. That means you get to play the name of the game board, and we'll see how you do on that. Now, this time, what we're going to do, coming down to a little further. That's right. You can turn right around there. There, we have a good shot of all of you here. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to alternate one from the other. Behind you is the name of the game board. We'll show you four video games. If you guess the games correctly, we have a great prize for you. Who wants to go first? Ken will go first, then you'll answer Wes on the second screen. You're the third screen, you're the fourth screen, okay? Turn around, take a look at the name of the game board. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Quantum or Mazer Blazer?
Quantum.
No, sorry, it's Mazer Blazer. Let's see how Wes does in the next screen. Is that Holy Moly or Desert Rat?
Desert Rat.
Holy Moly, you're wrong. It's Holy Moly. Number three in the middle, is that Pioneer Balloon or Wild Western?
Pioneer Balloon.
That's right. And the fourth screen, is that Galaxian or Gorf?
Gorf.
Gorf is right. 2 out of 4. Sorry, that's not enough to win a prize, but it's nice to have you here, and you're ahead in the game. And we'll find out in just a few moments who's going to have a chance to go on and go for their own video arcade game. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. It'll take you half an hour and a lot of perseverance to save the princess in the game Cliffhanger. If you make it, this is what you'll see. Quite a game. Let's play more Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, let's see where we are right now. The blacks are in the lead, only about less than 400 points, I think, separating the two teams. But they got the mystery game. They got a chance to play the name of the game board. Now, Wheats, this is your good luck charm.
Right.
May I make one suggestion?
What's that?
Let it destroy them for a while. All right, this is round number two. The big challenge, only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up the scores on all the games. And the top scorer is going to get a chance to go for Stargate. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. Hands on buzzers. In what setting do spiders pursue the player in Monster Bash? A, the graveyard. B, the haunted house. Weitz.
Haunted house?
The haunted house. No, it's the graveyard. Doesn't do any good either way, does it? So that means the blacks get a chance to pick the last game. Very important which game you pick, because so few points separate the two teams. This is going to be a big one. What do you say, Ken?
Cubert.
Cubert. Cubert it is. Kevin, tell us about Cubert.
Cubert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All the green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Cubert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Cubert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
All right, Cubert it is. Now, Ken, you played the first two games, so your dad, Wes, is going to play this one. Are you a Cubert player?
No.
Well, this is going to be interesting then. You guys are in the lead, and you want to hold your lead if you possibly can. I'll give you one little hint. If you can lure Coily to his death, you get 500 points for that. If you don't know how to do that, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, Wes, good luck to you. Cubert it is. You have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Coily didn't fall for it. Got one left. Well, 1,800. That isn't too bad, as a matter of fact, Wes. You had a little bit of trouble there, but you did okay. How do you feel?
It was tough.
Okay, head on back. And now, let's see what happens with Vicky and Roger. Who's going to play this one?
I believe I will.
All right, Roger, you got your work cut out for you. You know, you're a few hundred points behind, so you're going to have to do better than they did. The Cubert is the... you're still going to stick with that thing.
I have a little different strategy I like to use.
What's that? Okay, well, hope it works for you. You'll have 40 seconds also. Vicky will cheer you on. Get ready, get set, play. Going to help. $750. Way to go, Raj. Vicky, head on back. Is that enough to win the entire game? We're going to find out in just a second. This is going to be an interesting score reveal because it's been a tight game so far. Total scores, the blacks with 23,920. The wheats with 21,940. The blacks take the game. Well, congratulations to all of you. It's been fun having you both teams here on the show. Now, you guys are the losers, but you haven't lost completely because we do have a nice prize for you for being here on Starcade. Kevin, what is it?
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
Okay, nice to meet you, Roger. Vicky, nice to see you. And Wes and Ken, you're our big winners today. Congratulations to you, and we have something extra special for you. Kevin?
It's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Yeah! Nice prize. And not only that, in just a moment, you're going to have a chance to go for your own Stargate arcade game. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Now we're going to have some fun. Mr. Black and Mr. Black Jr. here. the big challenge and the pressure's on, a chance to win your own arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One is Anteater, the other one is Cosmic Chasm. And during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Anteater, you'd have to score at least 3,480 points. If you picked Cosmic Chasm, you'd have to score at least 7,431 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who played these same games. And you reached a decision, did you guys?
Yes, we did.
What'd you decide on?
Anteater.
Anteater it is. That means if you score 3,480 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win your own Stargate. So while Kevin tells us about Anteater, we'll get ready to go over and play.
Oh, lucky you. You're going to get to eat ants and worms and bees, because now you're an anteater. Just zap those ants with the tip of your tongue and up they go. Mm-mm, good. Careful, though. Those ants can get you if they touch anything but the tip of your tongue. So be ready to pull out quick. And you need to slip up behind the nice, juicy worms. And the sweet little bees are the hardest of all to get. I hope you're hungry, because there's lots of fat bugs to eat in Anteater.
Well, this is it. You have to score 3,480 points or more in 30 seconds. Do that, and you're going to win your own video arcade game. So with all this pressure and all this at stake, I suppose you're going to play it, Wes, right?
Of course not.
Of course not. It's up to you, huh, Ken?
Yes.
I wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds, and maybe 30 seconds from now, you'll own your own video arcade game. We'll find out. You need to beat 3,480. Get ready, get set, go. Look at him go. Look at him go. He's going down for the queen. Going, 12 seconds, 9, can you get a queen, 3,710, you get it, sure, you get it, all right, way to go, Ken, all right, Ken is going to take home his own video arcade game, he's won Stargate, that's it for our show today, this is Jeff Edwards, hope to see you on the next Stargate, until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped, bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.